Where is the king?
The king himself is road to view their battle.
The fighting men, they have full 3,000.
There's 5-1. Besides, they all are fresh.
God's arm strike with us is a fearful odds.
Well, God with you, princes, all are to my charge. If we no more meet till we meet in heaven, then joyfully, my noble Westmoreland, my dear Lord Gloucester, my good Lord Exeter, and my kind kinsmen, warriors all, adieu.
Farewell, good soldier,
and good luck go with thee.
Farewell, kind lord.
Oh, that we now had here but 10,000 of those men in England who do not work today.
What's he that wishes so? My cousin Westmoreland?
No, my fair cousin. If we are masked to die,
we are enough to do our country loss. And if to live, the fewer men, the greater share of honor. God's will, I pray thee.
Wish not one man more.
Rather proclaim it, Westmoreland, through my host, that he which hath no stomach to this feast, let him depart. His passport shall be drawn, and crowns for convoy put into his purse. We would not die in that man's company that fears his fellowship to die with us.
This day is called the Feast of Crispian.
He that outlives this day and comes safe home will stand a tiptoe when this day is named and rouse him at the name of Crispian. He that shall live this day and see old age will yearly on the vigil feast his neighbors and say, tomorrow is St. Crispian. Then will he strip his sleeve and show his scars and say, these wounds I had on Crispin's day, old men forget. Yet all shall be forgot, but he'll remember, with advantages, what feats he did that day. Then shall our names, familiar in his mouth as household words, Harry the King, Bedford and Exeter, Warwick and Talbot, Salisbury and Gloucester, be in their flowing cups freshly remembered. This story shall the good man teach his son, and Crispin Crispian shall ne'er go by from this day to the ending of the world, but we in it shall be remembered. We few, we happy few, we band of brothers. For he today that sheds his blood with me shall be my brother, be he ne'er so base. And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here, and hold their manhood cheap, while there is feet that fought with us upon St. Crispin Day!
My lord, with chariots or with speed, the French are bravely in their battle set and move with all expedience. Charge on us!
All things are ready if our minds be so.
Perish the man whose mind is backward now.
Thou dost not wish more help from England, cuz?
God's will, my liege, would you and I alone without more help could fight this battle out.
You know your places.
God be with you all!
Once more I come to know thee, King Harry. If for thy ransom thou wilt now compound, before thy most assured overthrow.
Who hath sent thee now?
The Constable of France.
I pray thee bear my former answer back. Bid them achieve me, and then sell my bones. Good God, why should they mock poor fellows thus? The man that once did sell the lion's skin while the beast lived was killed with hunting him. And many of our bodies shall no doubt find native graves, upon the which I trust shall witness live in brass of this day's work, and those that leave their valiant bones in France, dying like men, though buried in your dunghills, they shall be famed, for there the sun shall greet them and draw their honors reeking up to heaven, leaving their earthly path to choke your crime, the smell whereof shall breed a plague in France. Let me speak proudly. Tell the constable we are but warriors for the working day. Our gainers and our guilt are all besmirched with rainy marching in the painful field. And time has worn us into slovenry. But by the mast our hearts are in the trim.
Aye.
Come now no more for ransom, gentle herald. They shall have none, I swear, but these my bones, which if they have as I will leave them, shall yield them little. Tell the constable.
I shall, King Harry, and so fare thee well. Thou never shalt hear herald any more.